Jeff Langman joined here today by Riley Mock, the head baseball coach with the Kemper Catholic Knights. They wrap up an outstanding regular season going 21-9. They'll head into the postseason hosting Alta Aurelia coming up later tonight as we talk here on a Tuesday morning. Coach, it's always good to catch up with you. How you doing?
I'm good, Jeff. Thanks for having me on.
You bet, Coach. We were kind of joking here, some you know, those kind of games that, you know, wear on coaches' nerves and make you older faster than you want to be last week, but you come out on top on both of them. A 5-4 win on Tuesday night against Carroll High, and then a 3-2 win over Denison Schleswig, kind of avenging a loss from earlier in the year on Thursday. And even on Monday, I think you recapped that game last week with Mason, but you split with Glenwood 6-5 in the one game, ended up falling in the other 10-3. But really, what, three straight wins by one run last week?
Yeah, it was a stressful week as far as that goes, but it was also a lot of fun. The kids played really well, and you know, to be able to win those close games, it sets you up, I think, pretty good for July here, hopefully. And you know, I think the kids have a lot of confidence that no matter what happens, you know, they can make a comeback or they can grind through it or whatever they kind of need to do. So yeah, it's stressful for us coaches, but I don't know, these kids seem to love it, and they've had a lot of success in these one run games so far this year.
What do you contribute that to? What is it about this team that, you know, that they just seem to not back away from those kind of moments?
Yeah, I think it's a lot of, you know, just belief and confidence and, you know, some really, really good senior leadership. You know, and we've had some success early in the year in these close games too. So I think it's something that they just, you know, they just kind of feel comfortable with their backs against the wall. And yeah, it's, I don't know, it's a special group that has just found ways to win ball games that haven't always been the prettiest baseball. So yeah, hopefully it's something that we can kind of keep going here as the calendar changes and things get a little bit more intense.
I know that, you know, trying to phrase this, there were people coming into this year that didn't anticipate 21-9 because of your guys' youth and inexperience this year, but this team never bought into that. Not that they had, people thought you weren't going to be good, but I don't know if they anticipated 21-9 from what I hear, but I don't think you guys as coaches and these kids ever bought into not being really good.
No. I mean, I think that's something that we had a lot of confidence in who we had in the clubhouse and all that. We had a really good off season. The kids worked incredibly hard, and you know, I think it's something that, you know, we didn't really know exactly what we would finish with the record, but I think we had a lot of confidence that we could have a successful season. You know, like I said earlier, this senior class has just been amazing. Great leadership. They've led these guys just incredibly well all year, and it's, you know, kind of led us to a lot of success so far this season, and it's been a lot of fun.
Coach, let's bounce to the win Tuesday against Carroll High. They had the lead for part of the game, but I want to start that steal of home. That's a gutsy call. It's got to be executed very well. I was not there as I had the softball game that night. Nick had the baseball game, but sounds like it was executed about as well as it could be.
Yeah. It's not something you're going to see a whole lot when you go to a baseball game, but it's something that we've practiced, and you know, the kids kind of know what we're looking for there, and the green light kind of just opened up for us to run it in a big situation, and Brendan did a great job, and Griff did what he was supposed to do at the plate, and you know, it's fun to see, you know, high anxiety plays like that get executed really well, especially in a game like that. So yeah, it was awesome.
What goes through your mind to call a play like that in that situation? You got to have a lot of faith in the guys to execute it.
Yeah, well, that's all Coach Barta over there. You know, he kind of handles all the offensive play calling and stuff like that. So he saw it, saw the opportunity there with, you know, the pitcher in the windup and a little bit slower to the plate as far as delivery goes. So, yeah, it's just something, you know, really you get a number and you figure out, you know, where we're at, who's on base and all that stuff. And, you know, you just hope it works. And it really did. And it was a great call by Coach Barta.
Was it hard for you not to smirk down there in the third base coach's box when you got that number and you glanced and you probably knew right away what it was?
Yeah, it's something I kind of looked at him like, are you sure here? And yep, and you know, you don't question him. He's obviously just an amazing coach and knows what he's doing. So when he called it, everybody said, you know, everybody was right on the same page all the way across the board, and you know, we executed it really well.
Coach, that win, it's the rivalry, it's the city rivalry. You played in it, so you know what it means for the guys. What does that win mean?
It means a lot. You know, it's a really fun game to play at the end of the year, I think, too. It kind of shows kids what that high-anxiety playoff environment can be. So it means a lot for those guys, you know, that are part of the team now. I think it means a lot for past alumni and stuff like that. I know my friends text me more on that game day than they text me on other game days. So it does mean a lot to the program and the guys that have come before us and all that stuff. It's a lot of fun, you know, in the grand scheme of things. It doesn't mean a whole lot as far as, you know, season goes and conference and playoffs and all that stuff. But it's one that is definitely a lot of fun to win and not very fun when you lose it. So it was a good win for us.
To get a 6-5 win, everybody's going to focus on that, you know, 5-4. Everybody's going to focus on this deal home in the bottom of the sixth. But what did you guys do well throughout the game to give yourself that chance?
Yeah, I thought we executed really well at the plate all night. We got up to an early lead there, scoring in the first and second, I believe. You know, then we kind of get into a little bit of a lull, but at-bats never really wavered. We battled really hard, and, you know, the big goal kind of going into that game was just make sure we kind of get into the bullpen and, you know, just outlast them as long as we could. And, you know, that's kind of what happened. We executed really well there and got into the bullpen a little bit and gave ourselves a chance to win the game. You know, then we also got really good pitching all night, too. Charlie started the game, was really good, and then we turned it over to Landon for the last half, and he was awesome on the mound. So really everything kind of came together really well. And, you know, when you win close games like that, especially in rivalry games, you know, everything really does need to be executed really well. And I thought the kids, you know, attacked the game plan and everything went well.
Coach, let's move to the Dennis and Schleswig game. They had kind of handled you a little bit over there. If I remember right, you only had a couple of hits in that game. They put together a pretty good offensive performance, didn't score a ton, but, you know, it was 7-1 or 9-1 or something like that, and stuff. Completely different outcome this last time. You beat them 3-2, you get 3 runs in the bottom of the fourth, they come back with 2 in the fifth, but I thought that was a really well-pitched game that night. I remember broadcasting that game. That's what stood out for me, was how both teams pitched and fielded. What stood out for you?
Yeah, same thing. That kid that Dennison threw, you know, I think he one hit us when we were down there, lost 7-0, really got kind of dominated. So I think that kind of just shows the progress that we've made at the plate since, you know, beginning of June. So really, really exciting to see that. And then, you know, from our side of things on the mound, we got 3 really good performances. And, you know, we kind of attacked him a little different with postseason coming here. So he started with Caden Honlos, but he was really good. And turned it over to Ben Cook. We got us a couple innings there in the middle relief. And then, you know, Brendan Benami closes things down there in the seventh to get the save. And yeah, it was a very high level baseball game, I thought, all around. And, you know, it's just fun to see the progress that you've made since the beginning of June, because you don't get a chance to see a lot of that. So yeah, it was a really good win to end the year.
You talked a lot this year about the defense needing to be better. That night, I think if I remember right, it was really good.
Yeah, I think it was too. Trying to remember back that far.
Yeah, same here.
I think there was maybe a couple of small mistakes, but communication was really good. Rotations on cuts and relays and all that stuff I thought was really good that night. And it's always a work in progress, but, you know, I think that's another thing that you look back from, you know, beginning, middle of June. We've come a long way here in the last 3-4 weeks. So I feel like we're trending in the right direction there defensively as well.
Alta Aurelia now tonight, second game of a doubleheader, because ESAC County opens up in the first game tonight against Ridgeview, and then the winners will play again on Saturday. But you and Coach Barta got a chance to go watch Alta Aurelia against Manson last night up at Dayton, home of Southeast Valley. What did you see, and what do you need to do to advance tonight?
Yeah, they're a really well-coached team. You know, Coach Barta and I have known their coach for a long time. He does a great job there, and they play really hard, and they do all the little things right. So they're not going to give you a whole lot. And I think for us, it's you know, kind of just the same thing it's been all year, and, you know, get good pitching and hopefully play some good defense behind him. And I think it'll give us a good chance to win and, you know, kind of keep this thing rolling and move on to Saturday.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate all of the time here today. I look forward to getting to call your game tonight against Alta Aurelia. Sorry, got both games in my brain here real quick. That game against Alta Aurelia tonight and chatting with you out there. So congrats on everything, and also congrats on being one of the finalists for our Baseball Coach of the Year for our All-Star event.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks a lot, Jeff.
You bet. Head coach again, Riley Bach, with the Kemper Catholic Knight baseball team.